I want to say a word by way of introduction to our visitors, because today's sermon is not really an ordinary kind of sermon in view of the thing that's going to happen in about 2 weeks. Visitors, you're not aware, though members of this congregation are aware of the fact that we have Mission Sunday, and it's an attempt to try to reach out and to touch the lives of others. Now, visitors, let me tell you something about the Church of Christ. Every congregation is independent of every other congregation of the Church of Christ. We have no state organization, national organizations at all. Every congregation, in an attempt to be just like the church that was in the Bible, is ruled by elders and served by deacons. And so this congregation, as we talk about some things that we're doing, I want you to know it's what these folks that are sitting in the pews beside you, it's what they've done. But look at that verse that was read. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, particularly in verse 13, and look at the words that are on the screen as I read this. He says in verse 15, "For all things are for your sake, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God." You hear that? Grace having spread through the many brings about thanksgiving that abounds to the glory of God. I want you to look at the screen, and I see, if you look up and you'll see the word thanksgiving, is it misspelled or properly spelled? And the word abound, is it misspelled or properly spelled? You see that little star that's there? All through this lesson, as it's projected on the screen, you're going to see stars. And every time you see it, I want you to think about what this is all about. It is thanksgiving that abounds, not to bring glory to us, but abounds to bring glory. Isn't that what this church is all about? An attempt not to glorify self or glorify any man or any political cause, but simply to be a group of people who come together, that we're trying to do everything that the grace of God may be brought to many, and the end result will be thanksgiving to God that abounds to His glory. Now, all of this is tied to that Mission Sunday contribution that we'll have 2 weeks from now. We need to have an appreciation of the fact that the whole concept of Mission Sunday is to set aside that one Sunday every year, and every dollar that is given on that Sunday will be spent on mission work. You and I need to have a realization that the last words Jesus spoke on this earth was to go carry the gospel to every creature, go make disciples of every nation. And if this is truly a church of Christ, those words are the marching order of this church. Why does this church exist? Because our Lord and Savior Jesus, right before He left this earth, said, "Look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go and to teach everybody you possibly can about the glory of God. Teach them of the wonders of God. Tell them about the cross." And the end result, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, "There will be thanksgiving that abounds to the glory of God." Now, members of this congregation recognize that 8 years ago, we set aside the last Sunday of the month of January as a time in which all of the funds given on that day would be devoted to mission work. Now, as we've talked about this, from the years 2004 to 2011, this church right here has averaged giving on that Sunday $116,000 over those last 8 years. The total figure is $935,164.25. Who would have ever dreamed 8 years ago that in the ninth year of us setting aside, this church will have given $1,000,000. Thanksgiving that abounds to the glory of God. And so I want us in today's lesson to talk about some 10 ways that these monies have been spent. Then in the lesson next week, we'll talk about the challenges of the plans for that expenditure of the money that will be given next Sunday. I am so excited about the plans for what we're going to do in the year 2012. I can hardly keep my mouth shut about it. It's just going to be one of the most remarkable plans there's ever been. If you think that what we've done in the years past is something that is of note, just wait until next Sunday when we're challenged to give on the last Sunday of this month. Where's the money gone? Well, thinking about those stars that abound to the glory of God, think about the Heart to Heart and House to House magazine that we have mailed out. You look at the map and you'll see how the church building is located and how those stars have fallen out and the Word of God has been spread to region after region after region after region. Every other month, six times a year, this church mails out to 7,800 homes around our building. And we've done that for the last 11 years. 500,000 times. The people in the area highlighted on the map have had the gospel being brought to their home through that magazine. We have those who are members of this church who are sitting here right now because their first introduction to this church was that magazine. I don't know how much you've seen of that magazine. I know that, you know, about 20 of you every other month are involved in putting labels on that and mailing those things out and getting them all ready. And thanks be to God for your willing spirit that wants to be a part of it. But thanks to God, thanksgiving abounding to the glory of God, that 500,000 pieces of literature have touched the homes. In 2007, we mailed out a special thing into a much, much larger area. And you'll see that area highlighted on the map. 48,657 homes in the area codes of 33404, 33410, and 33418 received a special mailing introducing the church in a one-time way. That's the second way those monies have been spent. The third way those monies have been spent have to do with the television program that we were a part of, the Search for the Lord's Way. Search for the Lord's Way reaches two-thirds of America. And back in 2005, we were a part of helping that being broadcast in this area. And then you remember the TV spot ads that we gave? You may not remember them, but 30-second spot ads went 300,000 homes in Palm Beach County for 36 weeks. 10 channels with 2,000 plus ads. Time after time, channel after channel, monies that were given on Mission Sunday. Told people about what we're trying to be here in this place. Then in 2002 to 2007, there was the radio program. It was on 5 days a week out of WCNO. And it was a 15-minute program on the Friday. It was an hour program. It was a live call-in program where people could call in and ask questions. That program reached in the areas covered on the map, and it even reached over into the Bahamas sometimes. Response would come from there. Where'd that money come from? It came from the heart of people who sit in this pew who says, we've got a treasure and we want the world to know that what we have can make a difference in people's lives. It can make a difference in marriages. It'll make a difference in the home. It'll make a difference in the workplace. It'll make a difference in the community. Why? Because the message of Christ is designed to change people. There's another way, a sixth way, that those monies were spent. And that has to do with our senior high mission trips. Young people, this church loves you all. You need to understand that. And we view you as our missionaries. And from 1996 until 2011, 26 times this church supplied the money for you to travel to 11 states and one foreign country, and 60 different teens, more than 60, have been involved in those mission trips. And there are some of you who used to sit where our teens sit, and now you're sitting in other parts of the building. And we thank God for the willingness of heart that you have to go and to share the gospel with others. But you think more especially about the mission work that we've done. We have, since from the funds of Mission Sunday, we have helped support 13 full-time missionaries. This church involved in monthly support of men who are living in foreign countries, 26 different countries. Some of those names we readily recognize, some of them are hard for us to pronounce. Nana Afforji and Tamuka Arunsha in Africa. Hard names, we've never met them. But the reports they send back, the works they're doing in Nigeria and the work that they're doing in Zimbabwe, absolutely amazing. In fact, next week we'll be reading one of those reports to give you some idea of how those men whom we've never met, but who by the grace of God we know about and we're involved in their work. We've been involved in the work of Ray Leonard down in South Africa and then down in the South Pacific. There's Joey Treat and there's Robert Martins. And there are those individuals that are there. Scott Shanahan. We've been involved in the work over at Marsh Harbor. We've been able in the years that we've been associated with that work to encourage them to stand on their own. And as we have greatly diminished our support until this coming year, we will be sending no financial support at all. And yet that work continues to grow as more and more they assume the leadership of that work. For that is God's plan, and that is for Marsh Harbor then to become another congregation like this who in turn sends out missionaries to other places. But think especially of the work in Paraguay. Do you know the thanksgiving that abounds to God because of the things that's happened in Paraguay? Who would have ever thought when Chris Fry was growing up in this church? Who would have ever dreamed that through him and those that were a part of that team that started that work in Paraguay, who would have ever thought that we'd ever be that heavily involved? But one of our own, Chris, goes down to Paraguay and we're involved in the support of him. While we were not the overseeing the church, from the very beginning we were supportive of him in the work that they did down in that area. And what about Troy and Andrea? Andrew grew up in the churches, in congregations in this area, and a part of that was right here at Palm Beach Lakes. And as we think about her, we need to have a word of commendation to Joyce Parker and to Tim and Elizabeth Fry, and to all of those family members that have given your children to go and serve in foreign lands. So here's Troy. comes, becomes a part of this church and grows and grows and grows. And then we helped support him when he went off to the school of preaching. And now he's in Paraguay as one of our missionaries. And what about Josh Blackmer? Josh came here and worked for 4 years with our teens and impacted the lives of those in that teen group. And he and Kara and their two children, can you believe Josiah? Is he 10 years of age now? Can you ever dream that they would be that much a part of that work? Is he eight? Did I say the number wrong? Who would have ever thought that we'd be so much involved in that? Visitors, when they went to Paraguay, it was one small congregation, and that small congregation has grown and grown till they're at the point of establishing elders in that work there. And we believe that through that work that is there, that it will become a launching pad from the southern part of South America to reach not just to Asuncion, but to reach all of the nation of Paraguay, and who knows how far reaching that will be. Are you aware that this congregation here was involved this year, this past year, in reaching the most remote place on this earth with the gospel of Jesus? The most isolated land on this earth is Easter Island. Stuck way out in the Southeast Pacific as far as we would look at it. And there out in that place, this church, because of your love of the lost, who knows what God will do. We'll talk more about this work next year. But please, as you think about Mission Sunday, think about the thanksgiving that abounds to the glory of God. All of those islands in the South Pacific, those 18 nations of the South Pacific that we have touched through the work of Robert and Joy and Scott. Imagine that we've been a part of that. And while we may never meet anybody from Vanuatu, we may never meet anybody from the New Hebrides, we may never meet anybody from all of those island nations that are there, we may never meet anybody from Zimbabwe until we are in heaven and that person comes up and says to us, I want to thank God for Palm Beach Lakes. Thanksgiving that abounds to the glory of God. And then there is that work that is involved in the dozens of mission trips that have been involved, not just of our full-time missionaries, but the mission trips to individuals that have gone to all of these places. Can I read you some of the names of the nations where members of this congregation and other congregations have gone and we've been involved in their works? Argentina, the Bahamas, China, El Salvador, Ghana, Guatemala, Honduras, India, Mexico, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Paraguay, Peru, Russia, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, Trinidad, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and Zambia. Thanksgiving abounds to the glory of God. And I thank God that we're not a church that's just trying to sit here and have fun with each other, though we have fun. I thank God that we're not just a church that just enjoys assembling, though we do enjoy assembling, but that we take seriously, written on the very depths of our souls, the parting words of Jesus, go and teach the gospel to every creature in all the world. And that's a part of the soul of this congregation. Visitors, if you want to know what Palm Beach Lakes is all about, we're trying to bring glory to God in this place and cause thanksgiving to go up to the throne of God around the world, because we're serious about teaching the gospel to others. And then just a moment, briefly, though there's several slides involved in the work that we do with Apologetics Press that defends the gospel. You began looking at the influence and the stars that that work begins to establish around the world. In fact, they have that website that had 8 million hits last year in 180 countries. And in a way unlike any other congregation on this earth, this church is involved in the work at Apologetics Press. You look at the graph of the number of hits starting in the year 2004, and when you get to the end of that graph, when you get down to 2010, 2009, 2010, 2008, there were 4 million, and this last year, double that amount, 8 million hits, where people came to that website for information that is a defense of faith and a defense of the gospel of Christ and the authenticity and the reality of Christianity. You look at the men of Apologetics Press, and so many of them have spoken here. The staff there, Dave and Kyle and Eric and Jeff, those individuals at Apologetics Press, and by the way, isn't Eric going to be here in 3 weeks for our Creation Evolution Seminar? You start and look at that. Those men this year spoke in 88 cities in 17 states in defense of the gospel of Christ and the reliability of the Bible and the absolute assurance that there is a God who made this world. 17 states and 3 foreign countries. There are those monthly publications. There's that Reason and Revelation that is for adults. And there's that Discovery magazine that many of you bring into your home. It's designed for children grades 3 through 6. It's called Discovery magazine. And then there's all of the media things that they produce. There are those religious books and things of that nature. And then there's the cultural war that they're fighting as they talk about the involvement that we have in the defense of our faith as a nation and things of that nature. And then just take a quick look at the new products they developed in 2011. You start looking at the things that are there, including DVDs for little children. Thanksgiving that abounds to the glory of God. There are too many great works above this even to discuss. We've only hit the highlights of some of them. But what about our Spanish work? And by the way, just an update on the matter of Douglas. Douglas' new date of departure will be January 1 year from now, as opposed to this year as he had originally planned. There's the Silencing of God seminar. Remember how exciting and wonderful that was? There's Troy Spradling in the School of Preaching. And there's the mailing of house to house and heart to heart to Marsh Harbor. And there's the banners that are on outside our building. Special lectureships and the promotion of that. And the attempt that we've made over and over again to get a booth out here at the South Florida Fair. So frustrating to try to get into that. And then the fact that we have access to our own video recording studio, which I believe as the future lies out there, we'll see bringing even more amazing glory to God. Can we take a moment and look at the contributions over all these years? Contributions that bring thanksgiving to abound for the glory of God. When we started this in 2004, the year before, we'd spent $50,000 in mission work. And the elders came to the church and said, if you want to continue to do the mission work, then we've got to have $50,000 on that one Sunday. And that first Sunday, this church believed so much in carrying the gospel that instead of the $50,000 which we would have needed to do the work, to continue the work that we had done the previous year, 2.5 times that amount was given. And you look at those numbers through all the years, 123, 120, 123, 122, 105, 101, 121, and last year, 113. But what about this year? I recognize, and I'm sure you do too, of the difficult financial situation that we're in. But I want you to think, as you're trying to decide the monies that you will give on that day, I want you to think of what the nearly $1 million this church has given on Mission Sundays has been able to accomplish. Not that there are many great people in the large numbers of people in this congregation that have lots of money, but it is the willingness of sacrifice of so many of you. And as you think about Mission Sunday, pray about it. Be here for sure next Sunday as we talk about the challenges that await us that I think will stir your souls in what we have planned. Many of the older programs, but one exciting new program that I think is the most exciting thing we've ever thought of as a congregation to try to help. Pray about it. And then may we be able to bring glory to God. Isn't that what it's all about? Thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. We come to that part of our service where we talk about people giving their lives to Jesus. And if you've never done that, you may have been somebody who's been touched by this church. And you've thought about your relationship to God. You need to believe in Jesus as the Son of God. So many verses point out the importance of faith. You begin thinking of John 3:16. You think of John 5:24, of John 3:36, of Mark 16:16. The Bible over and over again says faith is important. Faith is not just something you say. It's what's in your heart. And so that passage we began with talks about we believe and therefore we speak. It's not just something that's silently in your heart. It's in your life. And that'll cause an individual to repent. To make up their mind, I'm wasting my life. I'm going to change my life. That's what repentance is. It's the decision. If I've been playing church, I'm going to be serious from now on. So there are all of those verses in the Bible. You know the verses as well as I do. Luke 13:3, except you repent. Acts 17:30, God now commands all men everywhere to repent. Acts 11:18, God has granted the Gentiles repentance unto life. 2 Peter 3, it is the Lord's will for all to come to repentance. That's God's will for your life. And when you confess your faith in Jesus, Romans 10:9-10, and Matthew 10:32 both affirm that. Then you can be baptized, immersed in water like they did in Bible times, where a person who believes takes the old man, and like Jesus was crucified, he crucifies his own will, his old self. And that old man is buried. We are buried with him in baptism. And a new man arises. And how wonderful it is to see the change that comes about when people make that commitment of their lives to the Lord. He adds you to the church, to the body of Jesus. And if you've never done that, you want to be a part of the church and the Bible, that's what you need to do. And then he says, don't you give up. You be full of faith, faithful unto death. And I will give you the crown of life. You think about that day. Think about all of us standing there together and see the crown of life given to each of us who obeyed the gospel and were faithful unto death. And our purpose in life was to bring thanksgiving that would abound to the glory of God. How can we help you as a church? Won't you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing? Will you come?